Now, plastic waste, we know, is a global problem and one which Western countries in general export. When China stopped importing the rest of the world's plastic waste in 2018, other countries in Southeast Asia stepped into the gap in the market. Malaysia was one of those countries. But the huge influx of past plastic waste there has caused enormous problems. Our reporter Joan O'Sullivan and cameraman Mark Ronahan travelled to Sungai Petani in northern Malaysia, courtesy of the Simon Cumbers Media Fund. And there they found locals saying poorly run plastic recycling plants have caused huge environmental and health problems.
We noticed an increase in the number of respiratory cases.
Dr. Neo Shinjen works in the local hospital in Sungai Petani, a town in northern Malaysia. Just before the start of summer last year, he noticed a strange smell in the air, and people began coming to him with breathing difficulties.
Me as a doctor, we noticed 10 to 20% increase in respiratory cases admitted to hospital.
The rise in respiratory cases coincided with the arrival of plastic recycling factories in the town. There are dozens of them here, and the plastic waste they take in is clearly visible. We can see it over the tops of the trees or the gaps in the fences, often piled several metres high and strewn across huge open-air yards. Many of these factories had moved from the southern Selangor region after reports of widespread dumping and burning of plastic waste there. Local resident Jean T quickly noticed the effects of their arrival.
When I went jogging at night, I saw some smoke, but I didn't know where it was coming from. Every time when I went jogging, I started to cough, so I suspect it must be from the factories.
Her six-year-old daughter, Anjaya, became seriously unwell, with doctors diagnosing her with chronic bronchitis.
Her lungs were affected, and every time she left the house, she was unwell. So from April to September, she wasn't able to go to school. In November, she was admitted to hospital again. She had a lot of phlegm and started to cough up blood also. The doctors say it must be due to the environment, whatever is happening, smoke or particles in the environment that is causing it.
Locals began complaining and pointed out that many of these factories were operating illegally.
A lot of them, they just opened the factory without the required permits. So about 20 of them got sealed and they were not allowed to operate. But then they continued to operate at night. Even though they were raided and they got fined, but they are so profitable that the fines didn't deter them.
Increasingly, the factories became more covert in their operations.
After we made so much complaint, they moved the dump to about half an hour out of town. And this dump was sitting on the banks of the river called Muda River. This river is where we draw our drinking water, our household water.
Do you feel the authorities here have been listening to the concerns of residents?
Not very much.
The situation here is tense. There was a fire at one of the plastic factories recently, and afterwards, some of those who had protested against them were arrested. There's reason to believe, too, that these factories may soon be on the move again. One factory owner said he'd already been invited to move his operations to one of the poorer regions further north. For Dr. Neo, there is only one real solution.
We have enough waste to recycle in Malaysia. We don't need to recycle foreign waste, because foreign waste recycling damages our environment, causes air pollution. It causes pollution of our rivers, poisons our land when they dump all this toxic waste into the ground.
Joan O'Sullivan reporting there, courtesy of the Simon Cumbers Media Fund, and she'll have a second report from Malaysia on tomorrow's News at One. After the break, we're going to be telling you about something a lot of people would give their eye teeth for, but you'll need €35,000 for this. It's the most expensive bottle of whiskey in the world. You'll hear about that after this break.